To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And on the heels of that, construction on PennStart, a testing track for autonomous vehicle companies and emergency responders, commencing. And joining us, the president of RIDC, that's the Regional Industrial Development Corporation. We have Mr. Don Smith. Welcome back, Don.
Good morning, Larry and Paul. How are you guys?
Good. What was your reaction when it was officially made? And I'm sure you were on the in the know before we found out Waymo was coming to Pittsburgh.
Well, Waymo has had a research presence here because of the relationship with Carnegie Mellon for a while, but this expansion is really exciting. It's a great signal for the region and bodes well for the future.
I had the chance, actually it was on Halloween, to take a ride in San Francisco when we were out there with the Pitt football team. Our boss and sports director and engineer, and we were all kind of just blown away by this technology, which we understand in large part was generated from Pittsburgh in the first place. And then I had a chance to do it again in Atlanta and excited that it's coming here. So tell us about this PennStart testing track.
Yeah, well, PennStart is it's a $30 million, 2-mile test track environment out at New Stanton at the RIDC Westmoreland facility, the former Sony plant for Pittsburghers. And it's a partnership among PennDOT, the Turnpike Commission, Westmoreland County Industrial Development Corporation, and Safety 21, the Carnegie Mellon Safety Center, to really bring this testing environment that will help continue to keep the jobs from companies like Aurora and Stack and Motional here in the region so they can test here rather than currently testing in places like Texas and Ohio and Arizona. They'll be able to keep those testing jobs here in the region, and it will also provide an opportunity for PennDOT and the Turnpike Commission to train first responders in how to deal with traffic incidents on the highways in a safe and controlled environment. So we think it's going to be a triple win of improving safety outcomes for Pennsylvanians, also helping keep the jobs from companies that are here, and also attracting new companies to come to our region to take advantage of this unique asset.
I wonder if this played into Waymo. I know they've had an office here, too, at Bakery Square for a while, but for them coming to the region, because they could have, let's be honest, picked a lot of other cities, but it certainly made sense for them to be here and be a part of this.
Well, I can't take any credit for Waymo coming here with this project, but I'm certainly hopeful that they're going to take advantage of it like the other companies are. And I think it's a nod to Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon in particular, the birthplace of many of these technologies that Waymo, a leader nationally, has chosen to locate here. And we have so many of our own indigenous companies and others that are also looking at establishing a Pittsburgh presence.
And so the process is underway. This is a done deal, right?
Well, we always say it's not done until the final ribbon's cut. But, yes, we have the first $25 million raised, and we're starting construction on this 2-mile track. We're still trying to raise another $5 million so we can add some features to it that will allow even more of the testing to be done right here in southwestern Pennsylvania, keep those jobs here, help our companies that are here, and also bring in new companies to the region. But it's exciting to see the big construction equipment starting to move earth.
Yeah, in other words, this has begun and hopefully will continue. If you need another $5 million, just ask Marty Griffin, who'd be happy to chip in. I'll ask him when he gets here.
But that'd be great.
If all goes as planned, Don, when would this be completed?
In 2026, we're hoping for late summer. My construction managers would say early fall. But we're really hoping to have this open, have companies actually out there testing, have first responders being trained, and really start to unlock the economic potential that this catalytic asset will represent for our region.
So you're talking about a site that's 350 acres, and about 100 of those acres will be part of the initial process. Is that right?
That's right, and that allows us to do this two-mile loop, which allows the companies to test at highway speeds, which is really important to them. It also gives us a huge infield where all the companies that do what we call field robotics or these sort of off-road vehicles can do testing at the site as well, and so we envision this as really an end-to-end testing facility for on-road, off-road, drones, autonomous vehicles, and first responders.
Well, congratulations, Penn Start. Sounds like a great plan and really helps the local economy, particularly in Westmoreland. And that, you're right, most of us know that site as the old Sony plant.
Well, thanks, Larry. I think we're really enthusiastic about it. We think it's going to have a big impact on the region.
All right, Don, if I don't talk to you, have a great holiday season, and thanks for your time.
You as well. Have a great day.
Don Smith, president of RIDC. It's called Penn Start.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.